Well, he obviously meant a lot. You know, he gave us our Sundays back, first of all. But more than that, you know, he gave to this community, and his team gave to this community. It's something he expected of his players and of his front office, and that tradition, of course, has been carried on by Steve Bisciotti as well.
John, how do you think that art should be remembered? I mean, like you just mentioned, so many people just embracing the fact that we got a team back.
Yeah. You know, art, it's so much more than that. I mean, Art was a big and generous man in all the right senses. His imprint on the National Football League is immeasurable. His imprint on this town is immeasurable. And this is a very, very well-loved man here. And I'm sad that perhaps that sentiment will not be shared in Cleveland, where he gave so much and tried so hard to stay there. Look, when I first tried to reach out to Art, he refused to talk. He was committed to staying in Cleveland. And circumstances there finally became untenable, and they had built a new baseball stadium for Cleveland, but had not done anything for him, and unfortunately we're the beneficiaries of that. But then Cleveland made out well, too. They ended up with a new stadium and a team and their name and their colors just a couple years after that, and that's more than Baltimore, of course, received after we lost the Colts.
John, did any of that get to him at all in those, when negotiations started and the Cleveland fans were reacting the way that they were? Did any of that get to him, or did he have such a tough exterior?
Absolutely. It tore him apart. One of the saddest meetings I've ever had in my life was when he and I sat down and made the final decision that he was going to come here. It really ripped them apart. And I promised him, I said, Art, this community is going to love you and they're going to embrace you. And that indeed happened. But I think the pain that he went through upon leaving Cleveland never left him.
John, describe your relationship with him. I know you were obviously very close. Did that just develop because of the business, or do you think it was more than that?
No. Look, this man was one of the most enjoyable people to be around that I've ever met. He's funnier than Johnny Carson. He was an absolute ball to be with. You know, he was quick-witted, just fabulous sense of humor, and again, a very generous and giving person.